I'm reading from the gift blog of December 16th, 2021, titled, Without You, the Picture is Incomplete. As we focus on being intentional this holiday season, let's remember that the greatest gift we can give our loved ones is our undivided, attentive presence. Kids delight in being seen by us. Recall how often their excited voices crow, "Look at me!" They want us to look. They need us to look. Our looking sends a message which they receive as felt safety, and that is an essential part of their emotional and mental health. Feeling authentically seen is an integral part of genuine connection. Surely, this is what we want with our children. This is what we want with our spouses, partners, family, and friends. What we all really need is more presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, and not more presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S. Handling logistical details is important and does require our attention. Just remember to reserve your greatest focus for participating in the fun. Join in the merrymaking and the memory making. That's the real locus of the holiday magic. Consider this excerpt from a previous blog. Digital photography makes it easy for us to snap dozens, if not hundreds, of pictures of our kids and documenting almost every moment and milestone of their lives. As toddlers, they quickly learn to pose for the cameras on mom or dad's phones. Then, eagerly and often, they repeatedly ask to see these photos. They look at the pictures, delighted at their own images. Self-consciousness does not constrain them. They don't care if their faces or clothes are smudged with dirt or if the camera caught them at a good angle. They do not ask us to delete the picture because it doesn't look flattering enough. And so, the entire family gets to enjoy the photographic documentation of a family's life together. Except, too often, moms avoid being in the pictures because they look disheveled, tired, or not quite up to par. And the photos reveal a mother's absence, not presence. Perhaps the dad is the family photographer, and it is he who is the infrequent face in the family photo album. The result is the same. He's missing from the picture. Whether it is one or both parents whose face seldom appears in the family photo album, whatever the reason, it is a huge loss and a significant missed opportunity. A picture is worth 1,000 words, they say. As a person who has lost loved ones too soon, I can attest that it is precisely the silly, less than perfect pictures of my husband, sister, and mother that I cherish. It is these photos that conjure the best memories, the most resonant emotions, and the deepest appreciation for having shared lives together. The fancy studio photos, edited and polished, are fun for a Christmas card, but they lack the vitality and genuineness of the candid photos. Someday, all that remains will be the pictures. Make sure you are a part of these photos, being yourself and looking like yourself. That disheveled, imperfect, loving, present soul is the person your family knows and loves. They want you in the picture. Thank you for reading and listening.